This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. Last January, Intermountain Healthcare made an announcement that they were exploring a new not-for-profit generic drug company with several other healthcare systems. The initiative's goal is to address shortages and high prices of essential life-saving medications. This month, the not-for-profit drug company became a reality with the announcement of Civica Rx, and what started as a few healthcare systems involved may grow to more than 120 organizations, which represents a third of all hospitals in the United States. Three major philanthropies will also join Civica Rx as governing members: the Laura and John Arnold Foundation, the Peterson Center on Healthcare, and the Gary and Mary West Foundation. The engagement of philanthropic members is intended to further support and safeguard the company's not-for-profit social welfare mission. The new CEO was announced and is Martin Van Triest, who's the former chief quality officer for Amgen, one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies. Civica Rx has identified 14 hospital-administered generic drugs as the initial focus of the company's efforts. It will be an FDA-approved manufacturer and will either directly manufacture the generic drugs or will subcontract the manufacturing to reputable organizations. It's planned that in 2019, the first generic drugs will be ready for use. For more information, visit www.civicarx.org. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.